Let's talk a little Carroll Tiger baseball right now. Ryan Young, the head coach for the Tigers, joining us here as we take a look back at the 2021 summer season. And, Coach, always good to get a chance to talk to you and a fun job to talk about this season, even though it's going to be tough losing those 12 seniors.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I always enjoy talking to you. I know we're late-night buddies. We text each other at 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, so that's good. Yeah, you know, the 12 seniors, it's going to be tough to lose, but as I've thought about it, you know, yeah, and they set a lot of school records, which I'll probably talk about later. But, you know, some of the younger guys got a lot of experience this year with, like, the Ethan Lowe's and the Evan Lowe's and Draylen. So, you know, there will be some guys that have some experience next year. So it's sad to get this one over, but, you know, I'm always looking forward to the future, and I'm already excited for next season and what it'll bring.
Coach, and I know you don't make excuses, and I'm not trying to make one for you or for the guys here either, but you mentioned, you know, the 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning text. That's just because you're still on the way back from those long conference road trips. Does it affect the team much when you guys have to travel so much for those conference road games? I mean, your closest game's just it's an hour away, you know, at least on a bus over to Boone. So most of your conference games are that two-hour or longer bus rides.
You know, I'm not one that makes excuses, like you said, but it makes it hard, especially when, you know, our practice time, if we have practice, we're usually at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I'd like to take it back to 10, just give them a little bit of a break, you know, but that's, you gotta play the cards that you're dealt, and that's what we do. I think sometimes the guys might get a little tired, especially when you're on the road three or four times. You got all those long bus trips, but, you know, young guys are resilient, so they usually bounce back. Just for some reason this year, I don't know, it just seemed like I talked to you a lot about how the ball just didn't seem to bounce our way when we needed it to, but that's just part of baseball, you know. I believe in baseball gods, and I'm not sure what we did to make them mad this year, but hopefully in the future we'll start getting some of those bounces to go our way.
And that was probably one of the things we talked about the most throughout the year was just, you know, never seem to get that ball to bounce your guys' way, and that's probably weighs on you. I know it did, but it probably weighed on the kids some too.
Yeah, you know, you could tell there was just some games they were just like, Coach, we don't know what we did wrong. And, you know, after the game, I'd have to tell them, hey, guys, I don't know. We just got to keep digging in, practicing every day, working hard, and some days those bounces will go our way. You know, I thought it started to turn towards that last week against Glenwood. We got a couple, and then we had, like, against Denison, we had base loaded three times, I believe. We left 11 guys on base. We just couldn't get that big hit when we needed to. You know, boys just got to keep on fighting. That's all you can tell them. You know, guys, just keep on fighting and trying your best. That's all I ask. Always give me a good attitude and a good effort. That's all I ask from them every day that they come to baseball and punch the clock. And, you know, for the most part, they did a great job with that.
I also felt you guys started to turn the corner a little bit there that last week or so. Even though you had a tough loss to Kemper 6-5, I thought that game kind of ignited the guys a little bit. What do you think helped you guys turn that corner, and what started to change for you a little bit that last week or so?
You know, I had a kind of a come-to-Jesus meeting with all the seniors kind of by themselves after the Greene County game. I said, guys, we're getting down there, you know. There's going to be tears at the end of the year. It's either going to be, they're going to be tears of sadness or tears of joy. And I think that kind of hit the seniors home, because I had some guys that came in and got extra ground balls. Even Cooper, a freshman, came in and started working on blocking. You know, I think they decided to say, oh, man, if we don't win, we're done. You know, and I think that just kind of got those guys to say, hey, I'm not going to put a Carroll Tiger baseball uniform or any other Carroll Tiger uniform on at all. And, you know, that battle with Kemper, that always gets both sides going. You know, there was a great crowd that night. The boys were excited to play, and I think that kind of turned around and got them to the reality that, hey, we're almost done here. Let's finish on a strong note.
Coach, talking about a strong part of the season, I look back kind of that late part of May, early part of June. You guys had a stretch where you were like 7-2 and 1-4 straight. Was that some of the best baseball that you guys played this season, do you think?
Yes, that was definitely some of the best baseball we played that season. You know, we were throwing strikes then, too. I don't know what happened the last couple of weeks. It just seemed like finding that strike zone was a big struggle, no matter who we threw in there. But we were definitely playing really good baseball back then. We found out some news kind of after that stretch that Ty Nissen wasn't going to be able to pitch at all this year, and I think that might have been part of the struggles for the seniors. I think they just had a hard time coping with, you know, our ace for the last 2 years isn't going to throw a single inning this year. And I'm not using that as an excuse for why we kind of had that downward slide, but it definitely didn't help the guys when they heard that news that Ty was not going to be able to throw an inning for us all year.
Ryan, you mentioned Ty, and I was going to bring him up. Such a great kid, loves the game of baseball. Says a lot about his character to have his senior season kind of derailed the way it was, to still go out and do the things as a DH and wherever he could play to help you guys. Scored 40 runs to lead the team in runs scored this year. Still did, it seemed like, everything he could.
Yeah, you know, Ty, I told him I had some tears with him, and I said, Ty, you know what, this is not the way I pictured your senior year. He even told me in the last game, he goes, Coach, I wish I could go out there and take the ball for you because that's what I want to do. He did a great job of being a leader. He was my main guy in the dugout that would get us up and get us going, and he wanted to contribute any way he could. I mean, his 40 runs, actually, he tied for second in a single season with 40 runs. So, I mean, he was close to breaking. I believe the single season record was 41, so he was one run away from there. But Ty was a great leader, and, you know, even though his season was derailed, he didn't get to do what he wanted to do. He was still always positive. He was upbeat. He's just a great kid. And, you know, he'll do great things at Iowa Western. He's gonna have a good career as a punter there. You know, he might even make it to the next level because of his work ethic.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you there as well. I think I've kidded him a little bit that, you know, he'd look really good in Husker Red down there in Lincoln punting someday. So I know that probably won't work. He's got a big connection to that other team out to the east. But, you know, if he headed west, that would be okay with me. Coach, without him on the hill, though, you guys had to rely on some other guys. That gave some younger guys that might not have saw so many innings a chance to throw more this year. Austin Finner and a junior who will be a senior next year. And the low boys, two of those guys that got on the hill probably more this year than maybe they would have.
Yeah, you know, and Ethan started out with 5 wins. You know, for a freshman, that's pretty good. He ended up with a 5-3 record. He was 5-1 at one time. Poor Austin Finner, and I kind of threw him to the – he was kind of my throw you to the dogs. I believe he started – and he had ended up with 7 losses. And I know 2 of them were to Gilbert. 1 was the winner set. I think 1 or 2 was the Boone. So, I mean, I kind of threw him to the dogs saying, hey, Penny, it's your turn to take the ball, and he never did that. You know, the guy who really surprised me this year was Draylen Schweitzer. I mean, I brought him up because he was throwing strikes, and he did a good job. He actually ended up – he only threw 11 innings, but he ended up with our best ERA as 2.47. I think that was due to the fact that he threw strikes, you know. And then you can't fault the younger kids like Evan and Ethan. Saying a freshman, hey, you're pitching against a bunch of seniors, you know, they did a good job of what they could. So, you know, I know I lose a lot of innings with Slade and Jack threw some, but really you don't use a lot. Torrey had some innings, but really the majority of my pitching is back, which is a great thing for next year.
And I agree with you on Draylen. Really impressed with him over at the district game against Denison. Slashway came in and I thought pitched really, really well for you that night.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I kind of told him, I said, Draylen, we're down 8-1. We're probably not going to win this game, but I'm going to say, I told him, I said, this is going to give you some good experience for the years to come. You know what? And he just said, Coach, I'll take the ball. And he did his thing. He threw strikes, and that's all you could ask. He's not overpowering. He's not going to strike guys out, but he pitches the contact, and if you got a good defense, that's what you can do. And Draylen, don't let Draylen's size fool you. He might be little, but he's got the heart of a 6'7" guy. He's a bulldog.
Coach, you mentioned that you kind of threw Austin Finner and kind of the Wolves a little bit this year. He had to kind of jump in as your ace at times this year and take on a lot of the top-of-the-line guys. The interesting thing was all the teams you mentioned are all Raccoon River Conference team. That league's so strong this year. I think there was 5 different teams, maybe 6, that were ranked at some point in the season. We're talking right now on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up tonight are the 3A Substate Finals, and you've got 4 teams. They're all badly playing each other, but the conference guaranteed to get 2 to the state baseball tournament down in Iowa City coming up late next week. So tell you what, that conference this year was just dynamite.
You know, there's not an easy night. And, you know, I give Austin Finner a bunch of credit because he never said, Coach, I don't want the ball. He always took it. And the Raccoon River, it's going to be tough every year. You got those teams around Des Moines that they just – they got lots of guys. But, you know, Austin, like I said, he did a great job. He always took the ball. He never complained. He said, Coach, I'm ready to accept the challenge, you know, and I think that says a lot for our conference as well. When you got four teams left, too bad they're all playing each other. Kind of wish that they're all playing a separate game so we could end up with four there. It shows you how good you have to be to win the Raccoon River Conference, too. You can't take any nights off. And to the boys, our win-loss record might not have been what it would have been, but had we been in another conference, I think, you know, we probably would have ended up way over 500. You know, when 20 of your 32 games are against Raccoon River Conference opponents, that just makes it tough for your win-loss record.
Yeah, you guys went 12-20 overall, 5-13 this year in the league. But you mentioned that, Coach, as I look at your schedule, there's a lot of different games that I'm going to kind of ask you about here, and I'm going to make it tough on you a little bit. But, you know, you had the 13-3 win over Denison Schleswig early. You had the 10-9 win against Carlisle. You scored 28 runs down at Perry to win at 28-10 there. You knock off a very good Coon Rapids Baird team 15-5 and ended up 10 running an outstanding team. You 10 run to ADM. I think you played really well, though, if I remember correctly, over at Nevada in a 13-8 win. There. You scored 19 again in a win against Perry. So what of those wins stand out for you where you felt like the team really played well? Because there's some really nice wins and even some really great offensive nights in some of those victories.
You know, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. It's just we hit in those games. And it's not that we didn't hit all year. I mean, we ended up with a .302 team batting average, which when you're in the Raccoon River, that's pretty impressive. On those games, when we hit the ball, we hit them in bunches. Some of the games that we lost, we get a one hit here, and then we leave guys on. The boys really battled in all those games. That Carlisle game was probably one of the most fun ones all year because it was back and forth, and I threw a jack in there, and we called him the saver after that game, and Colby Christensen had that walk-off hit there. In those games that we won, we put the ball in play, and when you do that, it's tough to get out, and boys didn't give up at bats. Did a decent job of drawing some walks, too. I mean, we ended up with 147 walks and 29 hit-by-pitches. So sometimes we struck out a little too much, but in those games we put the ball in play, we didn't strike out as much. And obviously, of course, that Denison 13-3 win, that always sticks out to me. Too bad we couldn't have traded the district game for that one because it was the same guy pitching. You know, he did a good job in the district game of keeping off balance, but offensively, you know, it's going to be tough to replace these seniors. They put up a lot of good numbers. So the younger guys, we got a lot of work to do in the offseason to get hitting like they were.
Coach, let's talk about the defense here a little bit. To me, I hate to say it this way, a little inconsistent maybe this season. Kind of your thoughts on how the defense played?
We were inconsistent. Some games we looked good. You know, part of that is I never had Ty after hurt his arm against the North Pole game, which was right away. I think not having Ty out there kind of hurt our defense because then I had some guys that were playing positions that they shouldn't be. And I'm not going to fault the guys' efforts. Jack Troutman, that kid, he came the last week. I think he was there every day on the home game getting extra ground balls. It wasn't the fact that we just didn't try. It was just inconsistent. I think we had guys, like I said, some guys out of position. I had a couple young guys in there that got a little nervous for their first varsity action, which that'll help for next year. We were inconsistent at times, and I think that hurt us because we're not going to strike guys out. So when you put extra base runners on between the walks and the airs, you're causing yourself a lot of problems. And, so that's why I think some of those games got away from us was because we made an error at a critical time, and we couldn't ever stop the bleeding. I think there was three or four games where we gave up 7 or 8 in one inning, and that just kind of, we could never stop the bleeding because we didn't make a play when we needed to.
Coach, with 12 seniors on this year's team, that means there wasn't a lot of room for a lot of underclassmen, but there was some. We'll talk about the seniors last. We're going to start with the young guys. You mentioned Evan and Ethan Lowe, both freshmen for you. Cooper Ludwig also got some starts and had a really nice home run in that final game of the year against Denison Schleswig, but able to get some young guys some playing time. And what did you see from those three young guys this year?
You know, I'll start with Ethan and Evan Lowe. Those guys are baseball guys galore. That's all they talk about. That's all they want to do. You know, I probably didn't play them as much as I maybe should have. But when you have seniors, it's hard. They did get to play a lot of JV time. They're going to be too special. They're going to be two special players by the time they're done. You know, I'm super excited they're only freshmen because I got them for 3 years. Ethan, he didn't get to play much defense at all, but he's a dang good first baseman. He'll take over for Ryan Johnson next year really well. Evan got to play some games in the outfield. And both of them, you know, they're left-handed pitchers, and they've already told me, Coach, all I want to do is work on baseball, so I got a guy I'm going to hook them up with to help them. That's got all these fancy machines that I can't afford. I can tell them about their spin rate and all that stuff. So those two are going to work hard. And then you got Cooper. I put him in a tough situation, you know, being a catcher on a varsity as a freshman. And his bat improved greatly throughout the year. I think the more at-bats he got on JV helped him. And then he was probably the most excited guy in the stadium when he hit that home run, you know. And I heard some of the other people like, oh, you're losing 8-1. And I'm thinking, you know what, he's a freshman. It's his first varsity home run. I don't care when it happens, where it happens. And that kid, I tell you what, he's going to work his tail off. He was coming in, and he was coming in every day before batting practice and saying, Coach, can you help me with my blocking? Can you help me with my throwing? So he's a kid that just he wants to learn, which is great. And we've seen many times where he'll run through a fence. He doesn't care. Yep. That's just the kind of kid he is. I call him a bulldog because that's what he is. And that's kind of what you want with your catcher. At times he may get a little fiery, but, hey, I'd rather have a guy that's fiery back there getting guys up than guys that aren't saying anything. So, you know, those three, they're going to be a huge part of next year's team.
Coach, we mentioned Draylen Schweitzer on the hill a little bit. I saw him play some second, even some shortstop for you this year. Smooth out on the field defensively as just a sophomore. And then the other sophomore, I think, came up late in the season on the varsity team was Jaira Gallegos.
Yeah, you know, both of those guys are also going to be big contributors next year. Draylen, I'm just going to start by saying, you know, he was one of my most effective pitchers this year. I wish I would have pitched him more than what I did. And, yeah, the first couple of games I played him in defense, he kind of struggled a little bit. I had a little talk with him, and I said, hey, Draylen, you know, it's just another baseball game. Don't worry about it being varsity. And I think after that, he kind of settled down. And even in that Kemper game, he made a big play where he dove and kept the ball in that. Otherwise, they would have had guys on first and third with one out, I believe. And I think we ended up getting out of that with only one run. So that's big. And he's very smooth. He works hard, too, and that's a good thing. And then Jaira. He's going to be a good player next year. He'll be in the outfield. He got a couple at-bats this year. I think he went to a wrestling camp right when I was going to move him up, so then I kind of waited till he got back. But he's got good ball skills in the outfield. I mean, he can read a ball like none other. He made some great diving catches in JV this year. So, you know, both of those guys, I left two jerseys open for a reason, and they both earned their spots and showed me that, hey, Coach, I'm ready to go for you next year, and I got lots of confidence in both those guys for next year as well.
Three juniors, Austin Finner, and we talked about a little bit, gave you another pitcher out on the hill this year and threw some good innings against some really tough competition. Connor Slagle and Ryan Rusfeld, the other juniors. Talk a little bit about those three guys.
I'll start with Finney again. You know, once again, he's a warrior. He'll do anything I ask you to do. The thing I like about him is he tells me, Coach, my arm never hurts. So he could throw 99 pitches to 100, and he's like, Coach, I'm ready to go the next day. Anything you ask. Ryan Rusfeld, he's a kid that he'll do anything you ask. Ryan Rusfeld, he's a kid. That he'll do anything you ask him to do. He didn't get a lot of playing time this year. I've talked with him and said, hey, Russ, we always call him Rusty. That's his nickname. And I said, hey, Rusty, just work hard. Make sure you come to pitchers and catchers. Work on your swing, you know, and there's never a spot that you can't play. And then Connor Slagle, he's another junior who probably didn't get as much playing time as he would like. But he can contribute next year with his bat. And we'll find it, I don't know, second or third base. One of those two might be a spot, so he'll keep working hard for you. All three of those juniors should do a great job of contributing next year as well.
Coach, we'll start on the 12 seniors. Going to run through probably the four guys that didn't see the field, but I know you talked to me quite a bit in post-game interviews this year and even in just regular conversations about how much these guys helped this ball club this year, even if they weren't on the field all the time. Tyler Smith being one of those, Adam Nace, Will Miners, and Cameron Mendoza, Watson, all guys that saw a little bit of time and limited time this year, but were certainly beneficial to this club.
You know, I'll start with Cameron and Will. They kind of were two guys where they just said, Coach, I just want to be a part of it. You know, I think that's they figured out their role was, hey, we're going to cheer these guys on, try to keep them upbeat. So both Cameron and Will did a great job of that. Adam Neese, he was kind of my cheerleader in the dugout. He would get the guys fired up. He didn't get to play as much as he would either. And then Tyler Smith, you know, he got to play some at the beginning of the year. And then and he was one that he just said, Coach, thanks for letting me be a part of the team as well. So, you know, sometimes I don't think people realize how important the guys on the bench are. They're an important part of a baseball team. If they're negative, then, of course, you're going to have negativity. But all four of those guys, I just tip my hat to them and say thanks for everything they did. Their teammates definitely appreciated them and were thankful that they were a part of our team.
Coach, 8-9 guys that really played a ton for you, started all the time. We'll kind of run through two at a time here so we don't forget anybody. Torrey Feldman, really good out in the outfield, great base stealer, got on the bag for you a lot this year. And Colby Christensen, I think quietly, he's just not a real talkative guy either, but quietly had a really good year for you at the plate and out in left field.
Yeah, I'll start with Torrey. He actually set a new record in a single season with 116 at-bats in a season. So that's something that he can be proud of. He got to play a lot. Defensively, he was – I don't remember too many balls that were up in the air that he wouldn't go get. You need – especially in Carroll with that big ballpark, you need a guy who can go get it. Torrey also tied – he was also tied for fifth in a single season with 25 stolen bases. So speed definitely kills, and that showed you that. And Colby's just one of those guys that he was quiet, and he just came to practice every day, and he just did his job. And you know, last year he was a catcher, and he kind of told me at the end of this year, Coach, I don't know if I really want to catch. And I said, well, Colby, you got good speed, how about I throw you in the outfield? And he said, okay, Coach. He was willing to take that, you know. And he ended up with a good solid season. He ended up hitting .312, had 21 RBIs, 5-6 doubles. So both of those guys, I don't know what I would have done without them. I finally got them to come out their junior year. I wish I would have had them for their freshman and sophomore year as well. But,
yep,
you know, there's some things I can't control. But I'm just glad both of them decided to come try out Tiger baseball, and both of them helped contribute a lot and played great defense in the outfield.
We'll move on to the next two guys in Cade Schaible. Played some catcher for you, played some outfield for you, batted for you, DH'd for you. One of those kids that I just get the sense will do whatever you need and is going to work incredibly hard. And then Slade Siebenhaller, what else do you need to say besides he is a baseball guy and a baseball player?
Yeah, I'll start with Cade Schaible. Cade's one of those guys that, like you said, yeah, he will do anything I ask him to do, you know. He was my outfielder last year. This year I said, hey, you want to try catching? And then we're trying to figure out a way that I had Cooper. It's like, I got to have Cade in there somewhere. So he even played from third base for me as well.
Yep.
So Cade Schaible's one of those kids that he'll do anything you ask. He's a great kid. Offensively, probably his numbers weren't as good as he wanted to. But, I mean, he did end up with 15 RBIs out of the 8-hole, which is pretty good. And I believe he had 11. He's 11 for stolen bases, so, I mean, that's just something you can do. And then Slade, he's all over the record book. I mean, if you look, here's what I found, and I'm probably missing some, so I apologize to Slade, that he tied eighth with a single season with 42 hits this year. He was fifth in RBI in a single season with 36. Career-wise, he's second behind only Ostrich with 122 hits. He is fifth in his career with 90 runs. He was tied for fifth with 356 at-bats in his career. He was tied for eighth in pitching appearances with 34. He was fourth in games started with 127. He was fourth in RBIs with 85. He was first in his career walks with 72. He was 10th in on-base percentage with 483 on-base clip, which that's pretty good. And then he was also tied for six in triples with eight in his career. So I just feel bad that he's not going on to play baseball. I think his junior year didn't quite turn out the way he wanted to. But he's one of those kids that whatever he does, he's going to excel in, because he's got a great work ethic. He's a smart kid. And I know I missed a couple. I think he was third in doubles with 24. And he was tied for fifth in home runs with eight, and then he was tied for sixth in stolen bases. I don't know with how many. Sorry, I forgot to write that down. But, you know, he's one of those guys that he's going to be all over the record book. He's one of the good guys.
Yep.
He was one of the harder ones to say goodbye to. I mean, all of them were. Like I said, I had tears down my eyes. I mean, that kid, he was a beast. That's all I can say about him. I just call him a beast. He would do what I asked him to do. He's a great kid.
And missing a couple of home runs, that one that was taken away because the game canceled, and one because maybe the umpire didn't quite see it right.
Yeah, I felt bad for him, especially for the one at our place, where I'm pretty sure I've never seen a ball at that trajectory bounce over at our place. So I think the umpire definitely missed that one. And then the one he hit in Webster City, that was a rocket. It was the opposite right field. And, of course, then we got rain. And I did what I could, but it was going to take him over. They said 2 hours before we get to play, and it was already 5:30. And I kind of just said there was more rain on the way, and it was like, I'm not sure it's worth staying here, especially since we've had – That was our fifth game in 4 days, our fourth game in 5 days, I think. So, yeah, felt bad for the kid there. They took him away. But, you know, he's just like, well, it is what it is, coach.
Yep.
I mean, the Webster City coach, I gave him credit. He goes, just count it. I don't care. So, kind of joked about that. But, yeah, played very, very good baseball player.
Coach, we mentioned Ty Nissen a little bit and what he meant to the team, but him and Trayton Goins, two more of those seniors. And Trayton this year, if you needed him at third, you needed him at short, he would fill in, and I think he showed off his talents at both of those spots.
You know, Trayton's just one of those kids that I couldn't get him to say much. He was a quiet kid.
Yep.
But, yeah, he did a great job no matter where I put him. He played some at second, some at short, and some at third. He got his first, I think his only career home run against Perry. In Perry, which was a grand slam, which was a big hit for us at the time. He ended with 20 RBIs, and he stole, I believe he was in the double digits for steals. Yeah, he had 16 stolen bases, so, I mean, he had good speed. He made some great defense plays. I remember what game it was, but he made one catch where he caught it over his shoulder. He's just a kid that no matter where you play him, he's going to do his job. And then Ty, we've talked about him. Like I said, he's probably the kid I felt the worst for this year. He also Ty set a bunch of records as well. For season-wise, he was tied for second in runs with 40. And then his career, even though he didn't pitch this year, he was fourth in pitching appearances with 39. He was tied for fifth in games started pitching with 27. He was tied for ninth in innings pitched with 150. He ended up first in games started in his whole career with 133. So Ty was just a kid that, like we've talked about, he's a battler. It didn't go the way he wanted to this year, but you could have never known that was the case, because he never showed that he was not a happy guy. So he's all over the record books as well, just a great kid as well.
And Coach, the last two seniors, you got Ryan Johnston and Jack Troutman. I've said it several times. I think Ryan Johnston maybe one of the best defensive first basemen I've seen. He makes it look easy sometimes when it's not easy, and is really, really good offensively as well. And Jack Troutman, you and I were kind of talking before the interview started here today. What a season this young guy put together, and just one of those guys that has got to be one of the most respected kids by his classmates, by his teammates, and by anybody that watches him play, because he just plays everything the right way.
Yeah, I'll start with Ryan. Ryan is probably – he's going to be a big loss next year, because he's – I don't know how many errors he saved. He just plays a great, great defensive first base. I know his offensive numbers weren't where he probably wanted them this year. He ended up hitting .289. He had two triples, and he drove in 22 runs. But you can't replace a first baseman who just makes every play. And, you know, for as big as a kid Ryan is, he's also fast. And he's pretty sneaky fast. He ended up with – 13 stolen bases this year. I mean, for your first baseman to steal 13 bases, that's pretty good. And Ryan does have some records as well. He's second in his career with 65 walks. He was eighth in RBIs with 69. He was ninth in hits with 104. He was fifth in games started with 120. And he was sixth in games played with 127. So Ryan's been at it a long time as well. And then Jack is Jack. Most of the guys will know what I mean by that. But, yes,
yep.
He's the one kid that he kind of kept us loose all year when things were going bad. You know, he was kind of the funny guy. But at the same time, he was always serious. I mean, he came in that last week. He came in three or four times before games and said, "Coach, can I get extra ground balls?" And I think, you know, that kind of paid off and his defense got better. And Jack was also, I believe he played every position this year but catcher. Because I put him in maybe shortstop. Shortstop and catcher were the only two positions he didn't play. During the Perry game, he said, "Coach, the only position I haven't played in my varsity career is first base." So in that last inning against Perry, I let him play first base just so he could say that he had played every position in his high school varsity career. And Jack's not going to be a guy that he's not all over the record book. He did get some career records. He was ninth in at-bats with 308. He was sixth in walks with 60. And then he was tied with Slade for stolen bases. And like I said, I forgot what number that was. I didn't write it down. Sorry about that. But, yeah, Jack's just a guy that he'll get you going. He'll keep you upbeat. And he's a joy to have on the team. And all these guys, like I told them, you know, they're like my own sons, and I'm going to miss all of them. But I said, please don't be strangers. Seniors, come back and support these younger guys. And no doubt in my mind, they will do that because that's just the type of guys they are.
Absolutely. Great group of kids. And Coach, we talked a little bit about it after that Dennis and Schleswig loss over there in the district game. You know, 5 years ago or so, this program was struggling. It was in need of, you know, kind of a resurgence, and it's growing. This program much better than it was a few years ago, and you can credit the senior group and all of the kids that have played for you guys here the last few years have kind of starting to turn this thing around.
Yep. That's the first thing I told the seniors after. I said, "Seniors, I appreciate you putting the Carroll baseball back on the map. We're a force to be reckoned with, and, you know, I don't think it's, hey, you're not the laughing stock maybe that you were before." And I told these guys, I said, "You know, guys, I gave you some ideas on how to make things better, but you guys took to heart what I said, and you guys showed how it should be done, you know, and you set that example for the younger kids, and then they buy into the system, and that's just how you build a program." They did a great job, and the younger kids, I can see that they're buying in. You know, I think these guys realize that, you know, if you want to be good, you got to put the time in. And I think they're willing to do that now. And I don't know what the case was, but you got to credit these 12 seniors for sticking it out. They could have all quit. I mean, when I came in, oh, there's a new guy, I don't want to do what he said. You know, they could have gave up. And I also want to credit Cade Nissen and Devin Bach my first year. They were the only two seniors that I had that had stuck it out, and they were great leaders and showed these guys too, you know, hey, this is how it needs to be done. So those are two kids that might get forgot a lot. And the seniors I had last year, like Alex Lowe, you know, he's got two brothers here that are going through the program as well. So he's credit to him, and Nick Haberl did a great job, and Luke Woosley. You know, all the guys I've had that have graduated, they've shown the right way to do things, and that's just the way it needs to be done. And I appreciate all the support that people have gave the Carroll Tigers, and just let them know that, you know, we're going to keep fighting and we're going to keep this thing going in the right direction.
Well, Coach, and I want to thank you for a moment as well. I don't know if everybody understands the work you put in, not just for helping the kids, but for helping the area media too. We talked about the long road trips and all the two and a half hour, 3 hour bus drives that you guys have. Then you have to go home, and it doesn't matter what time of the night it is. You sit down, you type up all the stats, you post things to Varsity Bound, you shoot us an email with a recap of the game that gives us great ideas for typing up our recap stories and all of the stats and everything. So you put in probably at least another hour after you get home of work. So we appreciate that very, very much. It allows us to be able to do our job and get the information out to everybody. So I thank you very much. I enjoy getting to work with you, and I'm looking forward to next season.
All right, Jeff, and you're welcome for that. You know, I feel that's part of my job, is get you guys to know what's going on, because I don't expect you to come to all the road games. And before we leave here, I'd just like to thank a couple more people that
yep.
Sometimes I don't think they get thanked enough. The first one is Randy Beeson and the Carroll administration. I appreciate the opportunity that they have given me to coach the team. And Randy, I appreciate everything he does. He stays after games and helps me clean up, helps with the field. I'm not sure there's a lot of ADs that do that. I'd also like to thank all the parents of my seniors. You know, they've been through a lot. I appreciate all their support at the games. Caden Nissen, I'd like to thank him as well for all the media stuff that he does, all the videos he puts out, all the TikTok stuff he did. That's I think it was great to get that out there. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my wife, Amber, especially this year. She had to put up with a lot of stuff with my kids growing up. Obviously, I can't do my job without her. She's basically a single mom from May through July, and it gets rough on her, especially with my kids getting into more things. And for that matter of fact, all the baseball wives out there, I know your husbands definitely appreciate everything you do for them. And, Jeff, like I said, thank you very much for all the coverage you give Tiger baseball. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, you bet. Thank you very much, Coach. And as you said, it takes a lot of people to be able to do all of the things that you guys have to do. And I agree with you on Randy. I think he's doing a great job there at Carroll Community Schools. Appreciate you joining us here today. Enjoy the rest of your off season. I know that you're already probably started on working on things next year. So look.